to go on. Runaway crown. Talk like she knew me with a welcoming sound. We said a lot and nothing at all. And time was dripping from the card on the wall. She found a room.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9. We are coming to you live from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people. I am Molly, and today I'm taking you back to the garden. Normally I'm here with Sam. He will be joining us shortly. And today I'm back to the garden. We will be covering Fen Lily's show from May 17th, which was a double headliner with Christian Lee Hudson. 2 weeks ago, on our last episode, we covered Christian Lee Hudson, and today we will be exclusively dedicating our show to playing Fen Lily's music, reviewing the show, talking about what we loved. It was an awesome show. We're so excited to talk about it. But without further ado, I'm going to play some more Fen Lily music. You just heard Dawn Colored Course off of her newest album that was actually released in April of this year called Big Picture awesome album. And now I'm going to play for you Lights Light Up off the same album. These are two really great songs. They caught Sam and I's ears live in the concert, and I believe she opened with Dawn Colored Horse, if I remember correctly. So without further ado, here is Lights Light Up off of Big Picture, and after this song, Sam and I will be coming to you talking a little bit about Fen Lily and her concert. So enjoy.
The Aboriginal Frontier Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn, and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings, and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Front Door Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
The best for us, take away the truth, because sleeping top to toe with me isn't what it used to be. So I'm changing all my days to make your nights. It's just not right. And you tell me I'm a child and take my smoke your mind, but I don't smile like before. And you take him to your bed, it's all been said, you need this more. Child and have said I need you more.
Welcome back. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I am Molly, and I'm taking you back to the garden. Today on Back to the Garden, we are covering Fenlily's show from May 17th, which was here in beautiful Vancouver at the Hollywood. It was a co-headline with Christian Lee Hudson, who we covered just last week. And I'm very excited today to be talking about Fen and her music. She is a wonderful singer-songwriter from Dorset, I believe, in England. And I have family in England, so I've really enjoyed speaking with her because she has a lovely little accent. She was so fun to speak with after the show. She has released 3 albums to date. Her first album, On Hold, was released in 2018. She then released Breach in 2020, and her most recent album, Big Picture, was released just this year, a few months ago. And what you just listened to was Lights Light Up off of Big Picture, as well as Top to Toe, which was the big hit off of Unhold. She has such a wonderful voice and has like such heartbreaking but also beautiful lyrics and like the most beautiful guitar. We love her. Here at Back to the Garden, we love Fenlily. She's an Aquarius, just like Sam and I. So she's an Aquarius ally. We love that. And I'm just going to play another song, Berlin. Sam and I really enjoyed this during the show. And once he arrives, he will have a little story about this. He really connected with this song. So I'm going to play for you Berlin off of Breach, her 2020 album, and 2 Plus 2, which is one of my favorites off of Big Picture. And then we're going to get a little bit into talking about the show and how wonderful it is. And how there was just as many jokes cracked as there was music played. It was a lot of fun. So here is Berlin off of Fenlily's 2020 album, Breach. Enjoy.
Sleep.
talking about some guy called Jesus. I put it on my refrigerator. Who knows, someday I might need it. They believe in him like I believe in you. Baby, it's as simple as 2 + 2. I guess we don't really know what we're looking for till we have everything and still want.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I am Molly.
And I am Sam.
Joining a little later than usual today, but...
We had a scattered, honestly, last 24 hours.
Yeah, and the one thing about Sam is that this is a good time to announce that Sam will be moving to another garden for 3 weeks, if you will.
I will be part of the scattered nature. Yes, I'm leaving tomorrow to attend a film festival in Portugal and do a little traveling for 3 weeks. So,
Back to the Garden is going abroad. I will still be here in 2 weeks' time, but... Sam will not. So we had a few battles to fight this morning.
There's a few battles to get. We are unfortunately a disorganized person. We being me, Sam, actually. So we have a lot of planning to do before we leave tomorrow.
But this is all exciting news.
We still make it out for radio, for Fenlily.
For Fenlily. And today on Back to the Garden, we are covering the beautiful Fenlily, and we are talking now about her show from May 17th at the Hollywood with Christian Lee Hudson. It was a wonderful evening. And what you just heard was Berlin off of Breach, her 2020 album, as well as 2 + 2 off of Big Picture, which was released just 2 months ago. And 2 + 2 is probably one of my favorite songs. And I think Berlin is one of Sam's very favorite songs.
Yes.
And it's very telling to the time we are currently in. As she introduced the song on stage, she talked about going to Berlin and then just like locking herself in her Airbnb and eating black licorice on the floor and being upset. And I was like, that is a crazy combination, and but Sam, like, was instantly enticed.
I was I've really enjoyed the song for a while, but that really, I mean, honestly, she describes the process behind making the song as, yeah, she went to Berlin and then was just, I think, overwhelmed, and just describes being like moody, sitting on the floor for Airbnb, which is how I kind of feel about leaving in a day, that I'm kind of like, I don't really know if it's a good time for Sam to be traveling right now, but we're doing it anyways. And then she described what inspired the lyrics to that song, which you can hear, which she says that she, on her last night there, decided to go to Berghain, went to Berghain.
Alone. She's like, yeah, I went to Berghain alone. By herself. And it was weird.
Yeah. I think I wrote it down. She said she went to Berghain alone, immediately got her period, and then was like, I can't be here anymore, and went back to the Airbnb, which is what I think makes this song, it's beautiful, and she talks about its, what's the lyric, like the repeating lyric at the end,
hard to leave.
No, she says, like, I can be alone anymore.
Oh, yeah.
It's not hard to be alone anymore, which I feel like is, like, the lesson she's learned through that experience. Yeah. And the opening line to the song is, bleeding on a foreign floor, slow dying. Which, I loved that lyric, and then getting this context
slow
to it.
Slow dying. Like, crazy. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
But getting that context to it, I was like, that is an insane lyric, because that is such an interesting, like, kind of funny story.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I think that song's just really a really beautiful meditation on, like, you know, being uncomfortable and being in new foreign places by yourself and just feeling that sense of, like, dread.
Yeah.
That sometimes it's like, oh, these adventures. I feel like there's this cliche stereotype that's like, oh, travel is, like, makes you, you know, become more whole and you, like, discover new things about yourself, which will ultimately be true. But I think the song encapsulates that it is not always, like, purely a pleasurable experience, and it's actually quite painful sometimes. And you're just like, why am I doing these things? Yeah. I don't know. And I don't know. This album, I think as a whole, has a really good cohesion with that kind of, like, theme to it of just, like, this, like, weird, like, fitting in, coming to, I don't know. I feel like every year it's, like, you gain more and more consciousness as an adult.
Yeah.
And I feel like this album and that song specifically captures that very, very, like,
it
viscerally
does.
For me.
It does. And I think, like, in contrast, like, 2+2 off of her most recent album, Big Picture, just the lyrics of the song, like, it opening with, someone put a letter through my door talking about some guy named Jesus. I put it on my refrigerator. Who knows someday I might need it. Like, I don't know why that's so, like...
Yeah.
The one thing about Fenn is, especially seeing her live, she has such a goofy, comedic demeanor.
My God. Yeah.
But, like, her lyrics are devastating, but also, like, devastating in a silly way. Like, that's a very, like, funny,
like, it's
lyric.
Like,
someone put a letter through my door talking about some guy named Jesus. Like, that's such a strange, silly way to, like, talk about, like, this universal phenomenon of, like, getting, like, spam mail, you know?
No, totally. What I think made her such a fun artist for us to meet and to just watch is she is so funny. Like, I told her after the concert when we, like, spoke with her.
We approached her and we immediately said, like...
I told her, I was like, if the music thing doesn't work out, you have a great career in comedy. Because she was so funny.
Yeah.
Like, between each song, these are, like, devastating, like, beautiful songs and very poetic and lush, and yet, like, the stories behind all of them, she tells in this, like, stand-up funny way, and she's got this, like, adorable British accent, and she's just, like, so,
she's lovely, she's,
like,
a comfort for sure,
bantering with the audience and with her, like, bandmates, which I love in a concert. Honestly, I hate going to a concert when they just play and don't talk, because I'm like, okay, yes, I'm seeing
and
you,
like,
live, but I want to hear,
yeah.
I want to meet the artist, kind of. I want to, like, get a feel
for
them.
I think it's also very dependent on the music for like, this type of music, and I think the combo of her and Christian, like, they both have devastating and very, like, layered lyrics.
Yeah.
Where if you, like, read into them and if you just, like, meditate on them for a second, you're like, what could this possibly mean? This could be so many things. But both of them, we mentioned in last episode, how there was just as many jokes cracked as there was, like, beautiful songs played. And with her, she, as we were talking to her afterwards, we're like, if this whole music thing doesn't work out, comedy's the way to go. And she says, well, I only can do it if I'm doing something else. Because between every single song, when she'd be tuning or, like, setting up for the next song, she would just, like, start telling stories and stories. And I joked, I'm like, well, you just need, like, a Rubik's Cube on stage then. Like, that could be your shtick.
You need, like, some task to do. Because genuinely, she was just so, so charismatic. And, I mean, I really appreciate an artist where you like their lyrics and you're curious about them. And they do give you the backstory to them, even when it's, like, these kind of funny, maybe sometimes embarrassing little stories.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, I think Fenn just did a phenomenal job at it. It was a really good concert. Should we talk about our conversation with her now?
Yes, we should. I think we should.
Yeah,
so
we don't have a recording of our interview with Fenn Lily because it was extremely impromptu and spontaneous. However, we spoke with her for about 30 minutes after the show.
Yeah.
dare I say, we monopolized her time, except she did not want us to leave. We had to cut ourselves off.
Yeah, we were in fact being like kicked out of the venue.
Right, by like the bouncer.
By like the Hollywood security. But no, we had like the most lovely conversation with her. We got, it will be posted on Back to the Garden later because it is the funniest photo ever. But on stage, she has, you know, like the whole thing of like you trade a pin for like a house, like you have like a very small item and you keep trading people and it gradually, like, you trade something better and better and better each time. She had this with, at our show, she had like this mini set of like those tiny little hands that you put on your fingers. Like the mini hands that go on your finger and then it's like a hand on your finger. You either know or you don't. Yeah. I fear. And she had this little pack of them. And I was like, I normally have little trinkets in my bag or in my fanny pack and I have nothing today. So we went up to her after the show and I'm like, I have an Air Canada like flight used hand sanitizer. Can I have your little hands? And she was like, absolutely not. But then our friend Grayson came to the rescue and ended up trading her this like film camera. I think she used up the last of the roll of film and then gave her like this film camera that she got at a thrift store. And then Fenn put the little baby hands on our fingers and we had a picture with Grayson, ourselves, and Fenn with these little baby hands on our fingers. And it was a crazy interaction.
Yeah.
She was very adamant on like all of us wearing the little hands before the ultimate trade happened. Yeah, it was hilarious.
It was so funny. I don't know. I have to say, for someone who has such like, again, like sincere and like emotionally charged music, our entire interaction with Fenn was like my best friend that I'm getting drinks with or something. It was just so like laugh out loud funny the entire time.
Both her and Christian, like I felt like long lost friends, like friends in a past life, like so personable, so lovely to talk to. We could have talked for hours. It was wonderful.
It was really, really nice.
We talked about being like the sexy friend versus the provider friend.
Yeah, we're talking about like parent friend, which I think me and Molly, I think we both said we kind of walked that line.
We walked the line of like, you know, obviously.
It's like either I'll be like the one that turns the function or I'm the one that's like, you know, like making the function happening and bringing gear. But I will do them both in a chaotic way. I'm not an organized person, as I've said. So,
like, I am taxi driver, but also like I'm turning the party in the
taxi.
Car, in the taxi, being my car, you know. And we had a little chat about that with her. She had interesting takes. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
But no, just overall, a really awesome show. Funny, lovely, amazing band, amazing voice. Her guitar player is my buzz cut bestie.
Right. And I mean, have we talked about the bassist yet?
So the bassist. Christian and Fenn share this bassist.
Which I must, first, even before we get into it, is very impressive because this bassist is on this tour playing like 3 hours of music total. Like, right? Like both, because they're doing a co-touring act. Yeah. So the bassist is on stage the entire time, which is just impressive.
Which is so impressive. And we met them while we were interviewing Christian. And this bassist looks so similar to our friend. I forget if we talked about this last week. But looks so similar to our friend Rosie, who is currently tree planting, that when, and Rosie is British, so when we like saw them sound checking with Fenn as we like went to interview Christian, we were so convinced that this was Rosie that when we finally met them, we thought that they were British. They are not British. They do not have a British accent.
Fenn is British. Rosie is not British.
Kaylee Stenberg. Stenberg.
Yeah.
Who has either played guitar or played the bass for Charlie Hickey, has played the guitar or bass for Phoebe Bridgers because Charlie is signed to... So incredibly talented bassist. Couldn't take my eyes off anyone. Like, my eyes were glued to all, like, the guitarist, the bassist, and Fenn the entire time. I could not take my eyes off any of them.
Yeah.
What an amazing show. And everyone did an amazing job.
Yeah.
That is, we had Uncanny Valley with everyone on stage.
We did have Uncanny Valley with everyone on stage. We had a soul connection with everyone on stage, I would argue.
I would agree.
I mean, this is the local scene. This is what happens when me and Molly are at a function and we are enjoying it and we're still talking about it because we're busy people.
A month later.
And we haven't been to that many shows since because we're working full time.
Yeah. we're full time people this summer. We've got all the jobs.
However, no, beautiful show. I would argue, we'll play some more Fenn Lily coming in hot, but I would argue that Fenn Lily is definitely an act that as she is still on tour and as she will continue to tour, for all the listeners out there, go see Fen
Lily. It's like a $23 ticket.
Try and chat with her. She is, I think, just one of the best singer-songwriters
out there
right
now. She's around the merch booth. She'll probably sign your stuff. She's amazing. She's great. She's British. What more is there to say?
We love her.
Yeah. And with that, we're going to play two more Fen songs. We have I Used to Hate My Body, But Now I Just Hate You.
Oh, when she introduced this one at the concert, it was gorgeous.
It was incredible.
And I mean, you can tell from the title, it's like a really just good breakup song.
Like the lyric, I crushed a paper bag to the receiver. That's a trick I always wanted to try or something.
Yeah. To sound like it's breaking up. It's just like so funny.
Like I barely know what it means. I love it. Again, the lyrics, witty and heartbreaking. So we've got I Used to Hate My Body, But Now I Just Hate You off Breach. And then a little treat off of Christian Lee Hudson. Virgin Suicides, which are just a bunch of covers he did with different artists.
I think it was three EPs he made. Yeah,
yeah, three different releases, and they're just a bunch of different like pretty popular covers of these wonderful songs. This one is There She Goes
with Fen Lily.
So we've got a Christian Lee Hudson Fen duo. We've got funny heartbreaking song. We've got it all, and then after that, we're gonna slip into the adjacents.
Yeah.
So.
We'll get to those later.
Yeah, we'll get to those later. I used to hate my body, but now I just hate you off of Breach. Here it is. Do enjoy.
I met you in November for a weekend. I loved you by December. Until I know how to sleep. So find me. started in a hotel with a view. I used to hate my body, but now I just hate you.
Listening to CITR 101.9. This is There She Goes, off of The Virgin Suicides Volume 3 by Christian Lee Hudson, featuring Fem Lily. A special for today's cover on Fem Lily's show at the Hollywood.
Which she performed with Christian Lee
Hudson.
Yeah,
so this is like a perfect little mashup.
Of course. They actually didn't play this song, which was interesting. They both played songs during each other's sets, like together. They
which
came on
so
stage,
cute.
But they didn't do this one.
Yeah.
Which they keep us on our toes, keeping it fresh.
Always.
Yeah, I love.
It's been wonderful listening to Fem's music this morning. We are now entering, right after the ad break, we will be entering the adjacent portion of the show, which is when we play anything from the artist's inspirations to music they've inspired. And today, I was gifted with the realization that I can find like these artists on Spotify, and I can find like their accounts and just see playlists they've made. And on Fen's playlist Road Dogs, as well as Millennial Soup, what we're gonna have here is Shark Smile by Big Thief,
which we love,
which
and we will be covering in a few months.
Like,
Stay tuned. This is
a Back to the Garden classic.
Yeah.
Yes. We've got Neighborhood One Tunnels, which is Arcade Fire, off their album Funeral, which is
a great album.
An amazing album. Yeah. This is CanCon. This is MontrealCon.
MontrealCon, yeah. They're kind of, I feel like, the peak Montreal indie band that makes it big. Like,
yeah.
They did it first, they did it well.
I love Arcade Fire, and I love some CanCon.
Yeah.
That's one thing about me. And lastly, we're going to have some Peach Pit, which is CanCon, LocalCon, all the con.
VancouverCon.
VancouverCon. Yeah. Like, we have not butted heads, but
I should hope.
cross paths with Peach Pit.
Me and Molly have smashed heads with Peach Pit.
At many a local show.
Yeah,
so
they're out and about.
Out and about. We love them. We support them. So, and that will conclude today's Back to the Garden. You will see Sam in a month's time.
Wow.
And
Oh my God.
You will hear Sam and see him if you're lucky.
Yeah.
And you will hear from me in 2 weeks' time, of course. It's been a pleasure. We've enjoyed talking about our Bristol, or is she from Bristol?
I actually don't know.
She's
so.
From Dorset.
Dorset. I've never been to Dorset.
I have been to Dorset.
Okay.
There you go.
We've loved talking about our Dorset.
Our Dorset darling.
Yeah, there we go.
Our Dorset darling. And what we're going to have now is a bit of an ad break. After, you're going to hear Shark Smile, Neighborhoods One Tunnels, and Hot Knifer by Big Thief, Arcade Fire, and Peach Pit, respectively. You're going to enjoy, of course, and we will see you in 2/4 weeks' time.
Yeah.
Have an amazing day, everyone.
Thank you for joining us.
We hope the sun comes out. Yeah. I can't tell if it's coming.
I hope it rains, actually. I feel like we need rain.
We hope it rains today, and
the garden needs rain.
The garden needs rain.
Yeah.
Enjoy these songs, enjoy the ads, and we will speak to you soon.
Back soon.
MRG Live presents Marielle Buckley and Jake Vadeland and the Sturgeon Boys with support from Vanessa D and the Brightsides at the Biltmore Cabaret on June 8th. Tickets available at admitone.com.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I love CITR.0.1.9 FM.
I love CITR 1.0.1.9 FM.
What are you doing? What are you doing? If you're not listening to Planet and it flows on CITR 101.99 FM every other Tuesday night at 11 p.m.
Baby, take me. And I said, ooh, baby.
Right now, you are listening to Hot Knifer by Peach Pit on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Molly.
I'm Sam.
And we're closing out our hour of Back to the Garden. Oh, you couldn't hear Sam.
I am Sam.
Sam's mic was off. Oopsie. Anyways, we are now entering or exiting our hour on air, and we will have Ruby with Schmodio up next.
We are passing the airwaves to Not My Schmodio.
Not My Schmodio at all.
A comedy sketch show run by Ruby Raven. So
our bestie, our love. So do enjoy. We're going to keep the vibes going on CITR today. So enjoy.
Yeah.
That has been all from us at Back to the Garden. Enjoy Peach Pit. Enjoy Ruby's Schmodio. Bye.
Further in the night, you've been gone way too long. I don't mind. Hash and smoky trails are leading into sighs. Hot knife's golden lines are fading where your eyes. I've been blowing nose as you don't know my name. And I'll keep burning this way.